Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Although my name is registered with the royalty of a faraway land, I've never been a king on this little planet. But if you are a king, it seems there are some perks that mean a great deal. For instance, if you're taken seriously by other kings, that's a good thing. Quote, "Then Hiram, king of Tyre, sent messengers to David, and cedar trees, and carpenters and masons, and they built David a house." 2 Samuel 5:11. Isn't that lovely? Check that off the list. It also seemed to be a big thing with kings to have big families. Quote, "And David took more concubines and wives from Jerusalem after he had come from Hebron. Also more sons and daughters were born to David," verse 13. The list of names follows, few of which we would find helpful in naming our children today. Another checkmark. It's also important to prove your mettle on the battlefield, and Israel could always count on the Philistines to provide such opportunities. To David's great advantage, his secret weapon is described as follows, quote, "The Lord will go out before you to strike the camp of the Philistines," verse 24. So the Philistines were dispatched, not once, but twice in short order. We see that the Lord not only provided the winning strategies, in a personal show of strength he said, quote, "Go up, for I will doubtless deliver the Philistines into your hand." Verse 19. Check that off, too. This chapter holds a threefold affirmation of David's reign. Quote, "So David went on and became great, and the Lord, God of hosts, was with him." Verse 10. Quote, "So David knew that the Lord had established him as king over Israel, and that he had exalted his kingdom for the sake of his people Israel." Verse 12. Quote, "The Lord has broken through my enemies before me like a breakthrough of water." Verse 20. As in our lives, it's all the Lord, isn't it?
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.